Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Quite a bit of reaction to Barry Lenehan's report from Dundalk on drug use and the deaths that are being incurred by drug users, which ultimately land on the family's doorstep. Angie in Galway says, cannabis should be legalised and I'm not a user. And another says, why doesn't CAB give the huge amounts of money they collected to the people to get people in drug addiction to go to centres for drug abuse, rehabilitation centres, I assume. 5155 for your messages. Now, people on the island of Palma have been warned of fresh dangers after a new volcanic vent blew open and rivers of unstoppable lava flowed towards more densely populated areas and down to the sea. And one resident who has lost access to his home is local tour guide Jonas Perez, and he joins me on the line now. Jonas, you're very welcome. We all have been watching with intense interest here in Ireland because many people will have visited your homeland, the island of La Palma, and we're watching with great interest what's happening there. But for you, you've been forced out of your home.
Yes, good morning. Correct. Well, not only us, but approximately 6,000 to 8,000 people we have been evacuated. 2,000 or 3,000, I will say, possibly because they are directly involved with the lava flow or really, really close by, and the rest out of precaution.
Now, I don't know where you are now, where you're speaking to us from now, but I know you went to go and stay with your parents and their balcony overlooks the lava, which is still on the move.
I'm actually right there in the balcony looking at the eruption. During the day, or days like today, you cannot really see the lava spitting out because there is so much ash flying around that you cannot really see anything, but it's ever so loud. The last 24 hours has been so explosive and extremely loud. So as per what the scientists, the volcanologists, they say, is actually going through a normal stage of, you know, getting actually stronger than what it was when everything started.
So is the ash in the air as you stand there talking to us?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the ash is all over the place. All the cars that they are parked around here, they are all covered with ash. And I'm like 10, 12K away. And the whole valley, yesterday there were some images on the telly where people in the town centers over here in Tazacorte or even Los Llanos, they're actually cleaning the roads because they are full of ash. Mm-hmm.
Is there a smell as well as you stand there?
No. A smell is not a problem yet. Luckily, yeah. There is no much gas going on. I wouldn't be surprised if closer to the eruption, to where the lava flows is taking place, there is a stronger smell. But the gas is not really a problem for the population yet.
And are you able to check then what's happening with your own home?
Well, we know by a fact that where our house is totally safe because the lava flow hasn't gone that way yet. It's a bit further down south. But what we are all getting slightly concerned is that the road that leads, the only road that leads to that place, it will be blocked. Mm-hmm. If the lava keeps moving. But this is another interesting thing, if I may say, and is that since yesterday, the main lava flow has moved a couple of meters, if that.
So very slowly.
Ever so slow, ever so thick.
But I suppose if you're still having explosions and eruptions happening, that might change, will it?
Yeah, anything could happen. I mean, we are still in a very early stage. Scientists always said that the first week is the one that we really need to watch out because many more things could happen. And then after the first week, it is kind of going to go into into a steady mood. And just basically the threat over here is whether if it opens another mouth somewhere else, another crater somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so far hasn't done it. That's a positive thing within the whole situation.
You know, thinking about what you do, Jonas, as a tour guide, I mean, this must be so unbelievable to you because this is something that you will have spoken about to tourists on your tours over the years many times, I'm sure. And look, here it is happening.
Yes, for the last 12 years, I have been talking about volcanoes and what's happening in the last two previous volcanic eruptions, 71 and 1949. And all of a sudden, it is just right there in front of us. So for the future, it will be a positive thing for the whole, you know, tourism industry for the future. Right now, it's a little tragedy because so many people's homes are getting destroyed. And if the lava flow keeps going down, it will also block one of the most productive banana plantation areas of the island. And that could be a big knocking effect for the local economy.
Well, Jonas, we will keep in touch with you as this thing continues and we'll see what happens. But we wish you well over the weekend. That's Jonas Peris there in La Palma. Now, coming up next, we're going to be addressing a subject which for many parents can cause difficulties. How do you talk to your child about sex? And when do you talk to your child about sex? The psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley will be with us. So if you have any questions, text us now, 51551, or you can email today, cb@rte.ie.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.